Hello and welcome to Coffeehouse Shots, the Spectator's daily politics podcast. I'm Isabel Hardman and this is the Sunday Roundup. Boris Johnson joined Andrew Marr this morning to give his first extensive interview since Friday's terror attack on London Bridge. The culprit, Usman Khan, had previously been sentenced to 16 years in prison on another offence, but only served half of that before being released under licence. Marr challenged the Prime Minister over why the law had not been changed before now.
What we have said and what I have said since coming to office in the last 3 or 4 months is that I think this whole system of automatic early release, which was brought in by Labour. I've only been in office for 120 days.
One of the reasons
we're having this election is because we have a Queen's speech that was blocked by Parliament, amongst other things, not least Brexit. We need to get it done so that we can move forward. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's repulsive that individuals as dangerous as this man should be allowed out after serving only 8 years. And that's why we are going to change the law.
We were told that he was under strict conditions when he was let out. What strict conditions were they?
Well, there are a number of conditions attached to his license, and I'm not going to go into all the details, but strict conditions. I do. I've seen them. But let's be frank, they were not. Nothing that was capable of being done could have changed the way he behaved. The problem was that this individual should have been in prison. And there was no question.
And under the Conservatives, he was let out. Under the Conservatives, he was let out. This was the Conservative decision.
Because of changes to
the law. You've been in power for 10 years.
Because of changes to the law that were brought in by the Labour Party that I voted against.
You're in power for 10 years and you've done nothing about it in 10 years.
That Jeremy Corbyn voted in favour of.
For 10 years, you've done nothing about it.
He voted in favour of automatic early release.
For 10 years, you've done nothing about it.
You cannot retrospectively change the basis
on which someone... For 10 years, you have done nothing about it.
Sorry, that you cannot change the basis on which someone is sentenced. You were talking about Usman Khan. I'm talking now about the future.
For 10 years, you've done nothing to change the system or toughen it. Now you're saying,
what we are going to do. I've been in office for 120 days. We're going to bring in tougher sentences for serious sexual and violent offenders and for terrorists.
We've
put more money into...
Counter-terrorism. Well, let's talk about your
That
record.
Is what we're going to do.
Marr went on to ask how many other convicted terrorists were in a similar position to Khan.
You said how many others? Okay. 74.
74 other people. What are you doing about them now?
Yes. What we're doing there is we've taken a lot of action, as you imagine, in the last 48 hours to... want to go into the operational details.
But you can give people an indication.
Well, I'm sure people can imagine what we're doing to ensure that the 74 other individuals who've been let out early on the basis of this Labour change to the legislation, they are being properly invigilated so as to ensure there is no threat
to the
public.
Heard this,
and we took that action.
When you heard this, you were concerned that this kind of thing could happen again and again and again, given the number of people who are getting out now.
Well, I do think there is an issue, as I've said, about automatic early release. I think it's wrong for serious sexual offenders. I think it's wrong for violent offenders. I think it's wrong for terrorists.
Marr also inquired as to why the Prime Minister was shying away from a TV interview with Andrew Neil.
Can I ask you about something else? Why are you avoiding being interviewed by Andrew Neil?
Because I think we've got a perfectly brilliant
It's a different
interviewing
audience.
Here.
You're absolutely right, but it's a different audience. I am doing on this programme interviews with all the party leaders, including yourself. Andrew Neil is trying to do interviews with all the party leaders in an evening slot with a different audience.
He couldn't have a more brilliant agent, if I may say so, than you. What is our programme for government?
It would be graceful and decent if you were able to say now, I will do an Andrew Neil.
I'm perfectly happy to be interviewed by any interviewer called Andrew from the BBC.
Sophie Ridge spoke to Johnson's chief rival for number 10, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn. She asked him if the police had taken the right course of action on London Bridge by opening fire on Khan.
The police shot him dead. Were they right to shoot him dead?
I think they had no choice. They were stuck with a situation where there was a credible threat of a bomb belt around his body. And it's an awful situation for any police officer or any public servant to be put in.
You've spoken about shoot to kill before. In 2015, you said, I'm not happy with the shoot to kill policy in general. I think it's quite dangerous. I think it could also be counterproductive. Is that still your view?
This was a situation where the police were faced with a very dangerous position. Somebody he'd already killed two people. The police may or may not have known that at that point. And he was wrestled to the ground, and as far as they were concerned, he had explosives strapped to his body, and they took the action that they could. I think the police have to take what action they can to defend people in that situation.
So have you changed your mind then when you said that you're not happy with the shoot-to-kill
policy? The points I've made in the past, particularly in relation to Northern Ireland, this is going back quite a long way, was that there was a concern in Northern Ireland that the police were adopting a shoot-to-kill policy when it was possible to arrest people rather than shoot them, and that's my point. There should never be the first alternative to shoot people, but if there's no other alternative, then that's what you do.
However, Corbyn differed from the Prime Minister in his approach to early release.
Do you think that people convicted of terrorism offences need to serve a full prison sentence?
I think it depends on the circumstances, depends on the sentence, but crucially depends on what they've done in prison.
So not necessarily then?
No, not necessarily, no. I think there has to be an examination of how our prison services work and crucially what happens to them on release from prison. Because I need to know whether or not the parole board were involved in his release. Apparently they were not. They made that statement quite quickly after the release, after yesterday's terrible incident. Secondly, that there was apparently no probation service involvement in monitoring this former prisoner, who after all had only served half his sentence and he came out, I think, a year ago. And there has to be an examination of what goes on in the prison, because prisons ought to be a place where people are put away because of major serious offences, but also a place where rehabilitation takes place.
Ridge also asked Corbyn about his views on the royal family.
You were asked recently if you thought the monarchy was fit for purpose, and you said you think it requires improvement. What improvements do you think you'd like to see?
Well, I think the behaviour of individuals within the royal family is being looked at, shall we say. I do think the question of the size of the family and all that they do, but I do think the public as a whole would want to see those kind of changes, and the debate around the behaviour of Prince Andrew has actually brought that to the fore.
So you think it's a bit too big, effectively?
Well, I think there's a lot of people attached to the royal family.
The Liberal Democrats' deputy leader Sir Ed Davey accused the Prime Minister of trying to pull the wool over the public's eyes on early release.
He seems to be politicising this at a time when we really should be thinking about the families. And worse still, he's misleading people about what the current law is. He's trying to say that there is early release now, but actually that was got rid of in 2012. A Liberal Democrat Justice Minister, Tom McNally, put forward legislation which has meant that the early release no longer happens. Now a terrorist offender has to serve at least two-thirds of the term, and then it's not automatic release. So what the Prime Minister's calling for has already happened.
At the same time, though, some people would say, you say that early release doesn't happen anymore, some people would say that if you don't serve the full sentence that you were given, that is early release, and that's what Boris Johnson is trying to stop.
Well, the parole board would make the decision, the new legislation, and I'm afraid the Prime Minister was misleading people again on television last night. He said that the current law is that people get early release after 50% of the term. That's not true. And either he's incompetent and doesn't know the law, or he's deliberately misleading people when we've got a tragedy on our hands. And I'm afraid either way does not look good for the Prime Minister.
And finally, Ridge asked Davey if his party was still hoping to clean up in 2019.
Is there a chance that Jo Swinson might be Prime Minister?
Who knows? I'm not going to judge the British people before they voted. It's not looking as likely as I'd hoped it would be. But, you know, the polls have not even opened yet, Sophie.
That's all for this week. I'm Isabel Hardman, and this podcast was produced by Matthew Taylor. Don't forget to subscribe to the Coffee House Shots podcast on the iTunes store, and we also have a special offer for Black Friday. You can subscribe to The Spectator for 12 weeks in print and online for just £12, and you'll receive a free £20 gift card to spend in either John Lewis or Waitrose. Our offer ends at midnight on Monday. Just go to spectator.co.uk/sale. And if you enjoyed this podcast, do subscribe to our daily Evening Blend email. It's a free roundup of all the political news each day, along with analysis and a diary on what to expect next. Just go to spectator.co.uk/eveningblend. Thanks for listening, and do join us again next week.